Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
All right, we got a express version of Bomb this week. Black opinion is bad, motherfucker. My name is Amin Alhassan. That's Jason Madison. Due to some crazy travel schedules, we're only two that's gonna be on it this week. Damn it, we got. We're gonna hold down the fort. We gotta talk about. I got drunk and I started sending Trey very angry. I just started shitting on him, and his in his Instagram stories, Trey's out in LA. He just received an award, an advertising award. We're proud of him and stuff. But
I was just harassing this nigga. Like, he posted the picture. They said, oh, what are the shit that someone posted? It was like, Trey, you're a ray of light or something like that. Lighten up. I said, that must be the first time you ever heard them words.
You hit him with the darkness. Darkness.
Yeah.
Nah, shout out to Trey, man. You know what I'm saying? He out here doing his thing, winning awards for advertising. I don't know.
Taking coon ass pictures with that tuxedo. I'm telling you, I don't know how much of this shit I could even say out loud. Nigga, right. I was just ruthless yesterday, man. But that's what happens when your boy finds himself in the sauce and then just go through Instagram, like, what's he doing here?
Stood it and boot it.
with the chucks on though.
With the PG Lane chucks.
Yeah.
He had to keep it, you know what I'm saying? East side on him.
We got a great show for you. What are we gonna talk about?
I don't know. We don't even have a rundown. That's why I was like, I'm over here scrolling my Twitter likes, like, what even happened this week? I don't know. Lori Harvey broke up with Damson. I don't know.
Let's start there, man. Let's start with Lori Harvey.
Yeah.
What is the world's infatuation? Here's the deal, man. I'm gonna keep it a buck, right?
Right.
I'm not trying to be too cool for school or anything like that, but she cute. She's not like, let's drop everything and who she dating now, cute. I'm like, why does she get so much attention? I guess my question.
I mean, I think it's obviously partly because she's Steve Harvey's daughter.
That's not even his real daughter.
Not even his real daughter. I mean, she's a rich young black woman, you know, so I think that's part of it. Like, there's the idea that, you know, she has her own situation, I think makes her more attractive. You know, it's not like she has some manager in the background or like, you know, the sugar daddy in this case is Steve Harvey, is her right. real father. So yeah. I think there's some attraction there. I think she looks good, but not like you saying, like, not knock your socks off, you know, beauty, Naomi Campbell, Halle Berry.
Halle Berry dated a bunch of dudes
right.
in the 90s. Halle Berry was self-made. Like, she had a very successful career. Right. Nobody put her on. She wasn't here because whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But Halle Berry was bad as shit. And so it's like, niggas was beating off the Viva Rock Vegas and shit, man.
Right.
The Flintstones.
The Flintstones. Yeah. Shout out to that Swordfish scene. I had that movie on Blu-ray and I watched it.
Oh, man.
Just to see the titties.
Just to see the titties, man. That one in Monsters Balls, man.
Monsters Balls. We definitely have some Monsters Balls in Balls.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodle's just like,
yeah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with the plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
It's crazy. Niggas used to watch movies. I was thinking I used to watch Species 2 just to see the titties. There are certain movies that...
Oh, the whole premise of Knocked Up is that this nigga lives with his friends and they're all trying to start a startup like app or website where they track all the titties, so you just put in the name of the movie and it would tell you immediately 5:15 mark, and then again at the 35:14 mark.
Somebody should have just
I think they did, because in the movie they said like this shit already exists. Like what? Like, yeah man, I showed you that website. Like, ah shit, we've been putting months in this.
Yeah, no, that's a genius concept. But yeah, I mean, Lori Harvey, she seems like a nice woman, you know, shout out to her. And then like, so the interesting thing about it to me is like the way internet discourse works, like I don't see a bunch of people coming at her on my timeline, right? But I see a bunch of people responding to people who came at her, or like to the imaginary person who came at her. It's like, why every time Lori Harvey breaks up with somebody, niggas want to say this and this and this. And it's like, who's saying that? I don't think anybody.
I don't know. But I see people talking about it though.
Yeah, it's like,
and that's the weird thing.
Like what? And then somebody, you know, reply like, oh, y'all talking about Lori Harvey. Y'all should really be talking about Common. Well, I mean, I think it's kind of normal.
Who's Common fucking? I don't even see. That's the thing. Like, I don't even know who that nigga fucking.
I mean, you know, he's had a long list of celebrity girlfriends, basically, is what they're saying. It's like, okay, good for him. Like, I don't think either one is an issue. Niggas should just...
Am I tripping when I say that don't most celebrities have a bunch of celebrity dates?
Yeah, exactly.
They fuck each other all the time.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't understand why this new generation is like, it turns into discourse. This should just be People Magazine, like regular shit.
Fucking Ben Affleck was fucking Jennifer Garner, Jennifer Aniston, Jennifer Lopez.
I mean,
then brought it back, did another lap.
Right. Like Brad Pitt's, you know what I'm saying, run is legend. Like there's Ryan a lot. Delano. Yeah, there's a lot of people who have had legendary. I mean, even Matthew Perry. I mean, and shout out to him, RIP. Like, I hope when I die, all my old joints have nothing but great Instagram posts. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, he was such a sweet soul. Like, we kissed by the fireside that one night. Like,
oh, that's amazing. Like, to be in Hollywood and to have been there, and also knowing that nigga was a wild boy. He wasn't getting twisted.
Either. Yeah.
For like 1,000% in this climate.
Yeah.
Now, one of these hoes to come out and say, and then he forced me to do cocaine off his cock.
Like, yeah. No, they were like, nah, we was with it. Like, it was all good times and sunshine. Like, yeah, no, he lived it up. Shout out to him, man.
Yeah, man. And shout out to him for sure. But it's just like, it goes back down to the question of why do we give a fuck? Because I always be tripping. You know what happens also? It's like, truth be told, with this Lori Harvey thing, now that I think about it, it's a lot of women because they all wanted fucking Franklin from Snowflake or from Snowfall. Snowfall.
It's not Snowflake. Well, that's an old
I'm tripping today. Yeah. I called it Monsters Balls. It's a Snowflake.
Old nigga shit.
Yeah, but the idea of
the women wanted like, him.
Yeah. And so that it's like kind of like on that level of like, yeah, you don't know how to treat a man and that. I'm like, how you know this nigga ain't, because he got an accent? You think he just nice? Right. Like, come on, man.
Right. I think, and you know what the truth is? I think the attention to her is her roster. You know what I'm saying?
So she's had Michael B. Jordan.
Future.
Future. I mean, Future. That's
yeah, right. Right. Damson. You would have to look up the rest. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm sure it's a colder list.
Let's hold on. Let's look this shit up right here. Lori Harvey exes. More famous exes. Lori Harvey, Kim Kardashian, or Taylor Swift. Ooh. Like the funny
Kim,
thing is,
I think Kim might have niggas beat. Taylor Swift is up there though. Cause what she had, John Mayer?
She had John Mayer. She got Travis Kelce. Like the funny thing about like of the three. Not that anybody asked me, but
right.
Taylor Swift is fucking whack, man. Like, I mean, like the only reason I could see dating Taylor Swift is just to say, I'm fucking Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's the only. Like, her name was Taylor Johnson, and she lived next door. I'd be like, fuck out of here, man.
Right, but it's not. She's Taylor Swift, so.
But it's like, is this how hoes feel? Like, they're like, I don't really like him, but I'll fuck him.
What do you mean? Of course. What do you mean?
Like, it's funny because it's like a literally like, I can't say no. Like, how can I say no? Taylor's gonna come in like, hey, man, actually, I might have to say no because I can't have her be making songs about me. That's the shit that I'm not with, man.
Oh, I wouldn't give a flying.
For real? Or you think, would it be like the nigga from Alabama whose girl pretended to be fucking kidnapped?
Which
one? Remember the girl that pretended to be kidnapped, and then it's
she made
it all up, and so her man, she's trying to get her man back.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, I think I would have a little bit more, you know what I'm saying, juice in the streets. Like, oh, Taylor was talking about him. He must be, you know what I'm saying, that guy.
Oh no, hold on. Now I'm seeing some shit, man.
What?
So Lori Harvey. Okay, so like in reverse order, like Damson Idris. All right, cool. Michael B. Jordan. Yeah, why not? Nigga's a star or whatever. Future. That nigga gets around. Why not?
Yeah.
Diddy. Ugh. Oh my God. Oh,
forgot about God. That. I forgot.
And then before Diddy, Trey Songz. Oh man. She really did. And then before that, Memphis Depay. Oh my God, the fucking the soccer player.
Oh, Memphis from Netherlands, right?
Yeah, he's Dutch. Yeah, he's
Dutch. Yeah, yeah.
So like, I kind of could see like the Kim Kardashian, like I had to get through some shit first before I get to like, now I'm dealing at these levels up here.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, Kim was called, the Ray J to Reggie Bush to Kanye, you know, she had a bunch in between.
For
sure. She has some moves. I'm just saying that chessboard, like to move from that to that was kudos to her and Chris Jenner, the, you know, chief strategist over there, really doing her thing.
Oh, man. All right. Well, fuck it. That's going to do it for us here. Shout out to John Gervais producing from afar. Shout out to Jay Skills and me. We the two ones to hold it down. Trey tried to show up, but he couldn't get into the thing. Juju tried to show up, but he couldn't get in the thing earlier, too. So we apologize. But we'll all be back next week, and maybe we'll give Trey some more shit for his goddamn nigga tux he got on. It's like, I don't want you to be a nigga. I want you to be my nigga. It's like, who you calling nigga? You are.
What's this nigga tux on?
Nigga tie on. This nigga tux on. All right.
All right.
Stay black.
Stay black, motherfucker.
Yep.